Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
You don't do it? No, I know.
Girl!
Do you think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. Nicole Lappin.
I'm actually going to bring today's guest on so we can introduce the topic together. Eric, welcome to Money Rehab.
Thank you for having me, Nicole. I'm honored to be here with you.
I am honored to work with you. You are such a badass real estate broker. You're even featured in my latest book. We've been working together for a bunch of years. You are the best of the best. And lately, we've been working together on finding a rental. I asked you to come on the show to talk about tips, of course, for navigating this insane housing market. And we will definitely get to that. But after I invited you on the show, this crazy ass thing happened to us, and we have to spill the tea. We have to talk about it first. Can you set the stage?
I would love to set the stage. So we were looking for a writing retreat for Nicole. We wanted something special where she could be inspired and kind of have like a quiet space, to work from and create in. And we were looking in, some wonderful neighborhoods, Bel Air, Beverly Hills, and we stumbled across a really, really cute cabin that has been completely remodeled and redone. It has kind of a famous history as well. And so we kind of started to kind of look around and poke around at that house.
Yes, we looked at that house. It was so cute. It was like out of a movie if I had described what I was looking for to a Hollywood set designer. So we went to go see the house. And I was like, let's put an offer in.
Yeah. So it's kind of like an idyllic cabin, right? Like if you pictured a cabin that's like Instagrammable in Turkey,
totally.
This was it.
Yeah.
Enchanting, gated, we got to keep Nicole safe. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so it was great. And so we really liked it. There were a few things with the property, but overall, we thought that it'd be a really nice opportunity for Nicole. And so we did our diligence. Nicole is very savvy with money, as we all know. And, she had some questions about the pricing. And, I always rely on data. And I said, well, let me get to that. Let me go look. And I Nicole can be pretty sharp, but I actually agreed with her. I was like,
okay. So if we're going to, here's the only way I know how to tell a story, Eric, is to tell it honestly. And let's just throw out the real numbers. So this place was listed for $9,500. Okay. And so I said, this place, while adorable, should not be $9,500. Like, it's offensive to me. Let's pull the comps. Can you tell us what comps are? And then can you tell us what you found from them?
I would love to. So comps are the easiest way to describe it. Comps are properties that have similar characteristics to the subject property that you're considering. And in this case, Nicole felt like that the price was high. And I always like to go to the data because the data is what we can rely on and leverage to our advantage in some cases. And so when I took a look at the data, I agree with her. The best comp, and there was only one, was actually $8,500 a month. And that property had more square footage. It actually had a view of Los Angeles. It was absolutely stunning. And the home we were looking at was great, but it was $1,000, too high. And so we agreed that we were going to make an offer, but at the market value, which was $8,500.
Yep.
So we made our offer and we submitted it. And, the agent said, hey, look, Eric, I'll discuss this with our seller and get back to you. Now, also, because we were coming in under asking, it is typically a seller's market and it's also a landlord's market in Los Angeles right now. And so I, in establishing rapport and trust, which is very important when you're trying to make a deal, I just reached out to the agent and said, hey, look, we kind of have a different pricing valuation on this one. I want to let you know that we'd be coming in under asking. How do you feel about that? And she strongly encouraged us to submit it, even though we were under asking, that she would do all that we can. And that's all you can ask for from an agent is, hey, give us a shot, letting you know we're coming in under. So we felt good about that. And we also felt that relative to the market, that our offer was highly competitive. It was a fair value.
Yeah, it was thoughtful.
In addition to that, you know, we included information about how Nicole would be a great ideal tenant. She would be lightly living in it and using it, you know, seldomly. So we, you know, we waited for their response.
And I was bugging you and I'm like, okay, well, I get it. LA is cuckoo bananas. A lot of real estate markets are cuckoo bananas in that, you know, they're on the market for 1 second and then they're snatched up, or they go for over asking. So I kind of had a little bit of remorse, like, oh, maybe I should have increased it more. Somebody's going to scoop this thing up. Like, where are we at? Where are we at, Eric? Like all the time. And then what happened?
Well, so, and one of the things that we also recognized was that it had sat on the market for a little bit. It had been on there for about, what, like 15 days, which in typical times is not that long, but. Which is another indication that they were asking too much. So we did feel good about our offer, all things considered. And then we got an email back that was short. I don't know if the word is curt, but it was short, and it said essentially no. And that was all that was in the email. And so Nicole and I were like, this seems off given the communications that we've had with the other side for about a week at this point. I mean, they were lovely at the showing. They provided private access in the evening for us. They knew that, you know, Nicole wanted to go back in the evening to check it out. And they were, you know, they were kind of patient with us in that regard as well. And so kind of getting this really kind of short email response that was a hard no without a counter seemed a bit off, particularly given our offer was price wise was something that you would think that they would respond to. And so Nicole and I kind of texted back and forth. It was like, that's weird. And if you know Nicole said, Eric, what's going on here? And she wanted to know what happened. And I said, you know what? I agree with you. I think that there, you know, that this seems a bit off. Let me kind of find out, you know, let me get the lowdown, so to speak.
Yeah, because I was like, should we increase the offer? Like, you know, should we do some concessions? This is a negotiation. Mama loves negotiating. So like, bring it.
True.
But then I also wanted to see exactly what was said because I overanalyze everything. So you sent me a screenshot of the actual email passing and said, Dear Eric, thank you for your application. Our client is passing on the offer. Thank you for all of your efforts. And that's it. And I was like, This is something I've never had before. Like, I do love, my favorite sport, as everybody listening knows, is negotiating and perhaps the only cardio I get. And I love it. But this was like, the door is closed. And I was like, Eric, is this about me? And you're like, no. Let me call these folks and like, whatever. Then what happened?
Then I call those folks. And it was about Nicole.
I wish I didn't say I told you so. I really wish in this one. But holy hell. It was personal. It was like, we will not rent to Nicole Lappin. You are not invited to this rental.
Yeah, no soup for Nicole. Like, they did not want to work with you. And, it's like, I guess you've reached a level of fame, Nicole, where, you know, you got some haters out there, but, you know, you ain't got no haters. You ain't popping.
I love it. You're not doing something if people don't like you. Right. I mean, I didn't know that this was a whole other level of success where I'd actually be rejected from giving people my money. But cool. And, you know, I'm not at all upset or embarrassed about this. In fact, we're like spreading this information because I'm proud of it. And I think there's a lot of things that you can learn from it. So the folks said, I'm not even going to say if they're, I'm not going to do any, distinguishing factors here. We're going to keep it all anonymous.
Yes.
But all the other facts are totally true. So you talked to the folks and then what happened?
And they told us the reason, and I had to tell you, so there's a couple of things. You're a longtime client, but you also share a birthday with me. We've known each other for years. We are friends. You know, I care about you and your wellness. So there were all these layers, and we both like to win and typically do win. And so there was a lot of things I had to process before I spoke to you. How do you tell Nicole? What do you say to Nicole? like all these things, like it was awful. And the thing about it is like, you know, for you, for me, it's a little old lease, a little old cabin, but it was like, it was big. It was bigger than that. And that's the thing about real estate. It's like, it's never about the money. It's like a relationship business. It's about the service. It's about the client. And so
yeah, it's a like home.
It's a home. Right. Exactly. And so like, there was all this thing, all these things I had to process to kind of, to share this with you. And it was the first time I'd ever encountered that also. I mean, I've seen so many things over the years. I haven't, you know, come across this. So, you know, we had to talk about it.
And so net, they were like, we know somebody that you know, and there's some beef or something. Like it was vague beef.
Okay. Yes, they someone in your network, they know someone in your network, and they did not, you know, either like what they heard or like what they know of Miss Nicole.
Hold on to your wallets, boys and girls. Money Rehab will be right back. Now for some more Money Rehab.
So we had this conversation and you said it doesn't matter. Like you could give them $9,500. You could give them $10,500. You could give them $1 million. They do not want you in their property. And I was like, I thought you were punking me. Kind of, because it was my instinct when I saw the email, but I was like, that's not a thing. Like, that I've never experienced that. But you've actually experienced this before with some other clients.
Yes, I have. So we work, it's Los Angeles, right? And so entertainment is one of the biggest industries here in town. Everybody knows that. And I've been fortunate to work with, you know, artists, entertainers, actors, people in music, sports, etc. And you do run into situations where landlords just don't want to rent to certain talent. And, you know, I thought that it was kind of cool that, you know, Nicole's kind of up there with some of the, you know, the bigger rappers in the world in terms of the scrutiny when being reviewed for, you know, a lease application. So, I mean, that's kind of a feather in your cap, I think.
I agree. So you've had folks reject other clients before for whatever reason. They don't even need to tell your reason. They could not like your politics. They could not like your religion. They could not like whatever, the way you smell. Like, it doesn't matter. It's their house and there's no rules against why they can reject you, even if you have perfect credit. I was like, I'm going to pay them up front. Like, there should be no financial problems here, even though right. It kind of brought back some PTSD to the times when I did have shitty credit and I didn't have money. And it was really hard for me to qualify for a place. And now I was like, these days are long gone. But this is a whole other kind of rejection that there's no government regulation on. There's no like, you must rent to everybody who has, you know, higher than a 700 credit score or whatever.
That's right. Right. Private property. So the landlord, the owner can choose to rent to who they want to. And the reason was, you know, they can just decline. So, and that's the thing, right? So I was able to get, you know, more information maybe than I'm able to typically get in this case. But the reason was a no, but that, you know, and if, you know, if they decide that they don't want to, you know, rent to someone because they've, you know, the reason that they gave, they can do, even though it doesn't really sit well with me and you.
But typically they can just say pass. Like, even if you've had, you know, offers go in at asking or above asking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So a property seller, a property owner can make these decisions based, you know, in their discretion. So, you know, obviously I think that the common ones are credits or, you know, there's like a mark on like a background check, that type of thing. But even if you have all of the things in which your case you did, I mean, sparkling credit, you know, you're going to pay cash up front, you know, an amazing personality.
Oh, thank you. I mean, clearly not everybody thinks so, or right. Somebody or people I know or whatever the reason is. But yeah, no, the financials were not an issue. And it's taken me a long time to be able to say that, but I can proudly say that. And I do not have a rap sheet or a record or anything like in my background check.
Have you had any wild parties that I haven't heard about and haven't been invited to? What am I missing here, Nicole?
Not yet, but now that I know it's so subjective, maybe I'm going to start. Because clearly it just doesn't matter. So in the past, you've had... What's your guess? Like rejections because, you know, they don't like the person's public image or what? They think they're going to have parties or, I mean, can we just be honest? Like, could it be race too?
It's hard to say. I don't want to speak to things that I don't know. But I think that the problem that people who are famous or have celebrity that they have is that your reputation or your public persona is out there or your opinions are out there. And I think that when that is the case, there's just more room for subjectivity. The sellers have more information. And I think that that's one of the unique challenges of working with people that have some measure of celebrity. It's that the people on the other side already know more about those folks than my typical clients do or your clients that are more or private, right? And so it's just another layer that we have to navigate around. And sometimes, for example, I'm trying to think of, you can think of, there was, during the pandemic, there was in LA, there was this huge party for a house that was rented out and, someone was seriously injured. So there's even more of a heightened kind of, I think, environment since the pandemic started with Los Angeles rentals in particular, where there's even more scrutiny, even for people of means. And so that's kind of just a new challenge that I think we've seen highlighted here in the pandemic since it started.
Yeah. So it made me happy to recently see that these folks still haven't been able to rent their place out. And in fact, they lowered the price to $8,500.
To what? To the exact amount that we offered, which is a little bit more of a burn. Like doubling down on the no Nicole.
I mean, I hope they never rent it. I hope that they bring it down to $50 a month and nobody wants it. And then they're going to lose their money.
That's the thing about making decisions like that. It's like, karma's a real thing. You know what I mean?
It's a bitch.
It is.
The world
and
is
it's
small.
Been on the market.
Life is
the
long.
World is small. The world is small. They've been on the market for like a month now. They had to drop their price and then, buyers started thinking, well, is there something wrong with this? It also was a little small house. I mean, it was perfect for you and your needs, but it's a small little house that is asking, top dollar. So, good luck to those people. But we landed on our feet, I think.
We wish them love and light.
We wish them love and light.
We did land on our feet. So we went back to the drawing board and we found, I think, an even better place. We snatched it up. We paid up front. We called it a day. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. Stay tuned for part two of my conversation with Eric, where we tackle tips to navigate this insane housing market. Rehab is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoie and Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Nikki Etor and Will Pearson. Our mascots are Penny and Mimsy. Huge thanks to OG Money Rehab team Michelle Lanz for her development work, Catherine Law for her production and writing magic, and Brandon Dicker for his editing, engineering, and sound design. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all. You spend my money.